From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Donald Trump becomes the 45th president of the United States, promising a new vision for the country. As a light rain fell Friday, the 70-year-old Trump told hundreds of thousands gathered on the National Mall in Washington that America would look after its own people and its own interests first. He told those gathered that for too long, the politicians and corporations had enriched themselves while leaving the country behind.
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. Everyone is listening to you now. You came by the tens of millions to become part of a historic movement, the likes of which the world has never seen before.
Trump said that his administration would restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment, with construction on the country's deteriorating roads, bridges, and other infrastructure.
We will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again.
The new president touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, but emphasized his administration would put the United States first in all decisions. He vowed to eradicate radical Islamic terrorism and added that America would respect the rights of all nations to govern themselves as they see fit. After a luncheon with members of Congress, the new First Family participated in the inaugural parade. This is VOA News. In one of his first acts as president, Donald Trump signed an executive order that directs federal agencies to ease the burden of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. Trump's chief of staff, Rince Priebus, handed the new president the order and sent a memo to agencies directing an immediate regulatory freeze.
Next is an executive order minimizing the economic burden of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act pending repeal.
Mr. Trump made repealing the Affordable Care Act a key part of his campaign platform. The new president also signed the commissions for his Defense Secretary James Mattis and his Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly, who were confirmed by the Senate early Friday. Vice President Mike Pence swore in both men to their new jobs Friday night. Protesters clashed with police in Washington shortly after Donald Trump took the oath of office. Black-clad demonstrators smashed storefront windows and scattered broken glass along a major street in downtown Washington. Hundreds of police used pepper spray to corner a group of about 75 protesters in the entrance of an office building, beginning a standoff that ended with dozens of arrests. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser said that protesters have the right to demonstrate, but not to destroy the city.
We respect the rights of people to gather and to protest peacefully in Washington, D.C., but we will not tolerate violence and vandalism and the destruction of our neighborhoods.
D.C.'s interim police chief said that 217 people had been arrested in connection with the demonstrations. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and a threat by a regional military force to make him leave. Jammeh spoke early Saturday on state television saying that he thinks it is not necessary that a single drop of blood be shed. He did not give any details on any deal that was struck, and it's not clear when Adama Barrow, who beat Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States had given Jammeh until midday local time to relinquish power. He asked for an extension and then later agreed to step down. And Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive Friday in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. For more on these stories, including the latest on Donald Trump's inauguration, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.